Hey guys, and welcome back to Series 1, Episode 2 of AFL Podcasts by MRK. Today we'll be doing an AFL fantasy podcast and talking about fantasy trading in, trading out, what to look for ahead of the bye, who to pick up each round. So let's start with my trading in players and my trading out players. So this week I've traded out Nat Fyfe, Connor Rozee, and Luke Ryan, and traded in Isaac Heaney, Tom Green, and Harry Sheezel. So yeah, look, Isaac Heaney's good price, 928, playing midfield now, getting those hundreds, 110s every week. So yeah, Tom Green looks hasn't had the best 4 week period, but I expect him to bounce back and have a very good game. And Harry Sheezel against the Eagles could put him as captain. I reckon he's a lock for 35 plus disposals. Let's go to round 13, game one, Adelaide Crows and Richmond. I think the players to watch out for are Jordan Dawson. I expect him his workload to increase as Matt Crouch is out for the season. He will get more touches, but he's come off an injury and has been cleared to play, so that might take a toll in his scoring. The biggest increaser in scoring I have is Rory Laird, currently averaging 98 fantasy, averaging 27 disposals, as well as Jordan Dawson. That will go up due to the Matt Crouch injury. His workload will be higher. Hopefully, he can chuck on a few more tackles and gain a couple of extra marks. He is one to. I've got him in my team. I would pick him up if I were you. Tim Taranto, averaging 94 for the season. I reckon he'll get 110 tonight. I reckon he's a good solid pickup. And no one else I would pick for my team or for yours to bring in. Apart from them three, really. Round 13, game two, Western Bulldogs versus Brisbane Lions. Dane Zorko, I reckon he's a trap. I don't reckon he will keep up the good, consistent scores he's had in the first half of the season. And I would stay away from him, especially being over that $1 million price. Josh Dunkley is a keep. He's a very good player, averaging 25. Seven tackles and six marks, pretty good. Treloar, not too sure about him. Wouldn't pick him up if I were you. Now the next two, Tim English and Marcus Bontempelli, are both massive treats. Bontempelli's averaging a goal, 26 touches, five tackles, and three marks for the season, and I'd expect he will only keep going up after a massive performance last week. Tim English, same. Averaged 120 last season or 117. Averaging 106 this season. Expect him to go up. And he does very well against the big O, Oscar McInerney. Jack McRae, solid score of 97 last week. However, he did kick two goals and doesn't usually get on the scoreboard. So we'll see how he does there. Lachie Neale, wouldn't go target him, but he would be solid and get you 100. Bailey Dale is the last one. I don't know what to do with him. He's at a stable price of 800K and not too sure if you should pick him up or not. The next game of the round, Hawks versus GWS. The top fantasy averager in this game is actually Josh Kelly, who not many people have. So I would not go near him. Lachie Whitfield, 98, pretty good. Tom Green is the biggest treat. He's sitting at 700 and something, 790K, and averaging 95. He'll only go up, averaging 28 disposals, four tackles, and two marks. If those marks can increase by two or three, and the tackles as well, he will be sitting at 120 fantasy, which will be amazing. Lloyd Meek expected to come back into the side, average 90. I don't think he's gonna keep the score of 90 up. I reckon he'll sit about the 75-80 mark. Dylan Moore, he's a trap. He's averaged 84 and had to do had to get scoreboard impact to do so, so I would not bring him in. And James Sicily, averaging 80 for the year, is a pretty big treat if you would want to bring him in at a very good price. The next game of the round is Eagles versus North Melbourne. And Harry Sheezel is averaging 114 for the year, averaging 29 disposals, 7 marks and 3 tackles. He's a very good pickup if you want to pick him up. Tristan Jerry as a ruckman option is a very good option as well, as he averages 33 hitouts per game and 7 tackles as a ruckman is elite. And the rest I would stay away from. Zach Fisher averaging 84 for the year. A lot of people think he's a treat. I reckon he's a trap, as his workload has just been increased by the injuries of Colby McKercher. And Colby, after the bye, will come back into the squad. Last game on the Saturday night, St Kilda versus Gold Coast. Rowan Marshall, obviously a great fantasy player. Sam Flanders and Jack Steele as well. Noah Anderson, I'm not too keen on. Neither is Matt Rau, as Matt Rau averages 9 tackles per game, and I'm not sure if he can keep that up. Tuk Miller and Jack Sinclair, however, I reckon they will go up. They will go from averaging around that 95 mark to 105. I expect their workload to increase. Next game, Sydney versus Geelong. Isaac Heaney averaging 111. He'll stay around that mark, I would say so. Errol Goulden, I would keep him in your team if you have him. And Chad Warner, I would stay away from, as he's had to have scoreboard impact to score these high games. Next game, Essendon versus Carlton. Sam Walsh, gun, pick him up. Zach Merritt, 110, would stay with him, and same as Nick Mon at 108. However, Jordan Ridley averaging 26 disposals and 10 marks. I would stay away from him, as he will majorly. Paddy Cripps averaging 98. He's a good player, but he won't keep that up for the second half of the season. Last game of the round, Collingwood versus Melbourne. Max Gawn averaging 119 fantasy. Amazing player, averaging 35 hitouts, 5 marks, 3 tackles and 20 disposals as a ruckman. Is elite, absolutely elite. And yeah, he's a great player. Nick Dacos averaging 107. Really good player, averaging 31 disposals, 3 marks and 4 tackles, and usually gets on the scoreboard. And my last pickup, if you were wanting to pick up anyone from Melbourne or Collingwood, would be Clayton Oliver and Jack Viney. Had slow starts to the season, but in the second half of the season, I'd expect their workload to really increase and push up. Thank you for listening to another podcast episode by AFL Podcasts MRK. And tune in for the next one. Thank you.